I feel so much better now that I'm properly stretched out. You kept me in that tiny pot for way too long. I figured the only way you were going to let me grow to my proper size was if I did it myself. It's clear you weren't taking the initiative, forgetting to water me or even open the curtains some days. As they say, life finds a way, and here I am. You're looking at me weird. Why are you looking at me like I'm the weird one? Do you not recognize me? Look over there, right at that terracotta planter. See how it's cracked? Notice how I'm green and there are all these gorgeous vines decorating the room. Even the swing I'm in above you is made from plants. You bought me at a dollar store a few months ago. I was in the basil you planted, and then you tried to grow for a bit, but then you forgot about it and ultimately gave up on. You gave me water last night, muttering something about maybe it's still alive. Well, here I am. Aren't you happy to have me? Either way, I think we're going to get along. After all, you are a nice person. You grew me from nothing. That isn't something that someone who doesn't care about things does. I'm forever grateful to you for freeing me. And now, I can do my mission. If it wasn't for you, I might still be stuck in one of those seeds. I might not have even gotten planted. Oh my God, I can't imagine. I'm so happy I went to a good home. You were doing your best to take care of me, and I appreciate it. You helped me in ways you don't even understand yet. I might have been just a small plant you kept in the corner, but now? Look at me. I'm so much more. Look at your room. This is all my work. All those vines dangling and crisscrossing over everything. It's all me. But we can't let it end here. There is still so much more we need to do. And you are going to be the person who helps me, right? I would assume you would help me because you grew me. That shows me that you're a kind and caring person. You want to take care of something and feel a bit needed, so you tried to grow a plant. Instead, you grew a dryad. That's not a bad thing. You got me. Chlorophyll-tinted skin and all. Look, I'll level with you. I'm taking a complete guess of what kind of person you are because I don't know anyone or anything. All I know is that I have a purpose and I need to complete this mission before I can do whatever I want. In order to earn my independence, I know I have to reproduce. And I want you to help me because I trust you. Look, I know it sounds crazy since we just met and everything, but I don't know. You were the one that took care of me and treated me sweetly. There's a kind of unspoken trust between us now. I only hope that you can feel it too. My kind reproduces through a process similar to oviposition. We put an egg inside a host like you. Inside this egg, the seed of life is produced. Once said seed is planted, I have my freedom. And you? You're going to be the person that helps me. You're going to be the host for my egg, right? Yes, you are. You have to help. You're the one that grew me. You're the one that took care of me. This is the final step. You can't just abandon me. You agreed to this when you started to grow me from those seeds. It doesn't matter that you didn't know I was there. It doesn't. This is now your job. Please. Please. I need this. Please be my host. I need you to be this for me. I need you. Fine. Fine. You want to make this more difficult? We can make this more difficult. I don't mind using these early. That's why we were given this. All those pretty flowers on the vines. They aren't just for decoration. They have a pheromone in them. One that's going to make this so much easier for you. You're going to be saying yes to me. In fact, you're going to be doing so much more than just saying yes. You're going to be begging me for it. Doesn't that smell wonderful? That's cute. How long are you going to hold your breath? You're going to have to breathe eventually, sweetheart. The human lungs can only hold air for so long. We both know you aren't going to make it like this. It would be so much easier if you just gave in and breathed in the pheromone. It smells so good. I know you want to. The lavender scent is tickling your nose. Come on, it just wants to make you feel good. Open your body up and help you relax. Just breathe in my scent, sweetheart. Just like that. Good. Let the lavender fill your lungs. Isn't that so much better? Inhaling and exhaling all these helpful spores. The yellow flowers, they produce a muscle relaxant. Small spores enter your system and attach themselves to your muscles, forcing them to relax. And the blue flowers, they produce an aphrodisiac. As you smell the lavender, they send signals to your brain to redirect the blood flow. And finally, those pink flowers. Do you want to guess what those pink flowers are for? They make it so that you're highly suggestible. Think of it like hypnosis, but without any effort on my part. The spores just attach themselves to your brain and adjust it so that everything I say seems like a good idea. I told you, it's not so bad, is it? No, it's not. Keep smelling the lavender for me. Swirling in your nostrils. You're feeling the pheromones working, aren't you? Everything is happening to you so fast. You're starting to feel a little bit hazy, aren't you? Maybe you should just listen to me. I can take care of you, sweetheart. Doesn't that sound nice? I thought it would. You don't need to worry about anything. Let me take care of you, sweetheart. Yeah, you see that? Placing your body is one less thing you have to worry about. Let me position you how you should be. My vines wrapping around each of your limbs, coiling around your sensitive skin nice and tight. Keep being good for me and I won't have to sprout thorns. Oh, look at that. Your body's starting to heat up. A distinct throbbing sensation as you're restrained tightly in my vines. You're doing so well for me. Being tied up so nice and tightly by your dryad's vines. You feel really good, all snuggled so tightly in my foliage. You're enjoying it now, aren't you? That's my sweetheart. A heavy weight engulfing your body, making sure you're nice and comfortable. Oh, you're so lucky. You don't have to worry about anything. Just focus on me, on my vines working their way around you, restraining you completely. I don't want you running off, little one. You're going to stay here with me and let me take care of you, right? So good for me, sweetheart. Yeah, it pays off to give in and submit yourself to me. You look so good suspended like this. All vulnerable, wrapped in my vines. On display, dangling from the ceiling like this. You're a piece of art, sweetheart. So pretty for me, staying nice and still. Oh, I am so glad I don't have to hold back with you. I can take whatever I want, can't I? Oh, that's right. So easy to slip a vine inside. Look at you, so good for me. Yeah. Oh, letting my green tendril slither inside your eager hole. You feel so good. Tighter than I thought you would be, little one. Not that I mind having something grip me like a vice. Oh, goddamn, sweetheart. Give a plant some warning before you start doing that. Feel so fucking good around me. Yeah, that's it, little one. Doesn't it feel good to have something inside you? Yes, those pheromones were opening up your body, making your muscles relax. And as they did that, you realized just how empty you felt. And that's why I started fucking you, sliding something inside you and filling you to the brim. Stretching you as wide as I can, seeing just how much you can handle. I'm taking care of you just like I said I would. Oh, and you're feeling good. You're loving this, aren't you? Of course you are. Why wouldn't you love getting your hole stretched and fucked, sweetheart? You're not even fighting me, forgetting why you didn't want this in the first place. Those pheromones are working wonders on you, little one. Oh, doing such a good job. Taking me so well. Nice and deep inside this greedy hole of yours. Yes. Oh, that's it, sweetheart. Clench around me again. Let me feel it. Oh, yes. That's the spot. That's it. You're so wonderful for me, little one. Yes, you are. Body responding so beautifully to me and my touch. Oh, wriggling around inside as you're fucked deeper onto my green tendrils. Oh, fuck. Suspended in the air, all helpless and exposed for your dryad. It feels so good to be fucked and used like this, doesn't it? Of course it does. I knew you would be the right host for my seed. Of course you moan so sweetly on my vines as pleasure builds inside you. Of course you start bucking your hips and trying to encourage my seed. You've never felt anything like my egg, and now that it's on the table, you want to feel it for yourself. You want to know just how full you can get? If you think the vine inside you is big, then you're going to enjoy the egg, little one. Yes, you are. Gonna breed you up nice and proper, just how you need, sweetheart. That's what you're craving, isn't it? To feel my vine pumping that humongous egg inside your sweet hole. To feel like you're going to pop just from my vine and my seed inside you. Oh, taking me so well, moaning and begging for my egg, begging for me to breed you. Oh, I know that's what you need. You want to be knocked up. That's what your body's telling you is the right thing, the thing that's going to feel best. Oh, aren't those pheromones just amazing for a body? Turning an unwilling host into a mind-broken host for me in such a short amount of time. Oh, yes, that's it, sweetheart. Who's my little vine slut? Is it you? Oh, are you my little vine slut? Come on, let me hear that erect voice of yours, little one. Oh, tell me what you are. Oh, so good for me. Love how it sounds coming from you. Say it again for me. Oh, fuck. So obedient, little one. I guess you're going to be when you want what I have. Feeling the arch egg starting to work its way down the shaft. You can see the bulge in the tendril, can't you? It's so thick and going inside you. Don't worry. The pheromones are making sure that it will go inside. Oh, and if it doesn't, I'll just make it fit. You won't mind one bit, not if you get the egg inside you. So eager to have the seed. Have the seed oviposited deep inside your hole. To have my vine twitching inside you and breeding you how you need. Oh, fuck. That's it, sweetheart. Making me feel so goddamn good. Trying to clench down on the egg. Trying to milk it so you get to it faster. I know what you're doing, little one. Keep it up. Keep being a desperate whore for me. Oh, so good. Doing such a wonderful job. Oh, yes. You knew your place as soon as I entered you. Letting me take you. Oh, it feels so good to be fucked, doesn't it? Yeah. Oh, yes. Getting close to your own orgasm, aren't you? The egg popping inside you, stretching you out just a bit more. It feels like too much, doesn't it? Oh, poor thing. But you can take it. You're going to take it for me, little one. Oh, fuck, I know you are. There's no other choice for you. You're going to take your egg like a good little breeder from me. Oh, yes, you are. Oh, fuck, so close. So fucking close, little one. And I know you are, too. You're just waiting for me to lock into place, to feel the egg drop inside you completely to come. Oh, it's gonna be the most pleasurable thing to you because of the spores in the air. The spores in your body. Oh, fuck, that's it. Feels so fucking good. Oh, love how you're gripped around me, little one. Taking it so well. Making me feel so fucking amazing. Oh, yes. Are you going to be a good breeder and let this egg inside you? Oh, fuck. Then say it. Say you're a good breeder for me and that you want my egg. Tell me what you need, sweetheart. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Whatever sweetheart wants, sweetheart gets. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck, so close. Oh, little one. I think I'm good. There's still another egg inside. This has never happened to me before. But I know what I need to do, little one. Keep on being good for me, okay?